Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes.
Hugh, you know, every time I go to France, the first thing we do is we make a beeline for the supermarket, go to the wine section, and start buying, like, you know, a whole lot of wine to take home. If I see the words Chinon or Saumur or Bourgogne or St. Nicholas Bourgogne, it goes right into the basket because these are Loire Valley wines, some of the most delightful wines in the world, and I just love them. And you got to taste some, you lucky dog.
I did. Well, I've been kind of on a French kick lately anyway, and I've been looking at a lot of the Loire Valley wines as well as some others. And one of the things that I've really come to enjoy about tasting the wines from the Loire is that there's a couple of grapes that just don't seem to get good play in a lot of other areas. I mean, for example, Cab Franc, which is the dominant red grape in the area, is almost always everywhere else a blending partner.
Sure.
And rarely has the opportunity to stand on its own. And Chenin Blanc is sort of a grape that everybody kind of walks past.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because it's really good. So I stumbled across a producer that I had never heard of before, which happens quite frequently, actually. And the gentleman's name is Frédéric Mabillot. And he is based in the Bourgogne area of the Loire. And he has two Cab Francs and the Chenin Blanc, and they were all just outstanding.
I can't wait to hear about them.
So, the Chenin. It's Chenin de Rouillé. This is an appellation Anjou Blanc. It's 100% Chenin Blanc. It's very pale gold, fruity citrus with crisp apple and pear with a subtle, almost a nuttiness that comes through. I like this a lot because it had terrific crisp acidity, very sort of racy, had a very sort of long, super clean, but without any heat whatsoever finish. If all Chenin Blanc tasted like this, we would all be drinking a whole lot more Chenin Blanc.
How was it in terms of dryness or relative sweetness?
This is fairly dry.
Fairly dry.
Yeah, fairly
which is
dry.
One of the guises that Chenin Blanc comes in.
Right, and because too many times it's a little off-dry.
A little off-dry, but boy, it can be really wonderful. Very firm.
Well, it was very firm. I really liked it. As I said, if they all tasted like that, I'd be drinking a whole lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, two Cab Francs. One is from the Appellation Saint-Nicolas de Bourgogne, and the other one is just from the Appellation Bourgogne, which they used to all be one, and then they split up, I guess, about 20 or 30 years ago. These are both going to sell for between $22 and $24. They're both 100% Cabernet Franc. The one from St. Nicholas de Bourgogne is called Le Roulier, and that's R-O-U-L-I-E-R-E-S, which is a little challenging. And this one was sort of very red berry spice with hints of violets with a nice, crisp, firm, acidic structure. And I thought this one was actually quite pleasing. It's a nice idea to see sort of French Cab Franc standing on its own.
Mm-hmm.
However, the one for me was called Racines, and this is just a straight Appellation Bourgogne. This one was a 2013, so it has a little more time. This had a lovely nose of blueberry with subtle spice and just a hint of, and call me crazy, but there was just a little tiny note of like a subtle orange peel nuance.
Oh, sure, why not?
Well, it was just phenomenal. And again, terrific structure, good acidity. If you're interested in sort of seeing Cab Franc that's in the less brawny style than you'll get from California, I would check these things out. Frédéric Mabillot from the Loire Valley, good Chenin and good Cab Franc.
And we're going to put all of these on the website. You can check them out. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.